And when you do hear talk about the growing role of robotics on farms, it's usually spoken about with a fair bit of excitement. But there can be potential downsides to the growing use of automation and computer-based robots. Monash University has just released a world-first study looking at some of the ethics of robot use on farms. Professor Robert Sparrow from Monash says there are positives and potential challenges to the field.
There's certainly more that could be done. We do need to keep in mind that people often don't recognise robots when they arrive. People have this idea of the robot, like the mechanical man or the little miniature car that's driving around the field. But actually, think of, you know, the boom irrigation systems that automate applying water to crops. Think of the use of automation in food packaging and food handling, for instance. Think of the way people are starting to use drones to do infrastructure inspection. There's more robots already than people are perhaps conscious of.
And a lot more growth to go too.
Absolutely. I mean, I think people are really looking forward to, you know, fruit picking robots and also robot weeding. They're certainly the things that the engineers are excited about. And I've seen lots of demonstration systems of robots for picking various sorts of fruit, more automation in the tractors. There's already, you know, equipment out there that can follow a track on a map without requiring to be supervised every step of the way. But, you know, the idea that you can tell your tractor or your harvester, go out there and do that, that is probably not that far off.
And I guess that on that note of worker shortages, you know, it's quite topical at the moment because we're just hearing so many reports of with fewer backpackers in the country, there just aren't people to pick crops. So that is one of the areas where there could be a bit more positivity in the future, I suppose, or it could solve worker shortages. But even that has a flip side as well.
Yes, it depends very much, you know, which side of the paycheck you're on. And clearly there's lots of interests at stake when we start looking at the introduction of robots into agriculture. And yes, the possibility that, you know, jobs that were previously existing in rural areas might be done remotely. People might teleoperate equipment from the major cities, or maybe the jobs just disappear because robots are doing that work, and that clearly has implications for the quality of life in rural areas too, because if more people have to leave to pursue jobs that have gone elsewhere, that's not necessarily going to be great for people living and working in the country.
And there's another point you raise about costs more broadly, and that, of course, is that in some instances a lot of this machinery can be quite expensive, and the argument is, I guess, that smaller farmers could be left behind.
Yes, it'll matter quite a lot what robots end up looking like and how flexible they are. Typically, when people automate, one of the ways they do that is actually by making the task easier for the robot. So people redesign production lines, or they change facilities, or in the context of agriculture, maybe they have to, you know, remove objects from the fields or move the boundaries. And for those reasons, economies of scale matter here. And so one issue we foresee is that the advantages of robots will overwhelmingly flow to large industrial agricultural concerns, and smaller farmers may find themselves actually more behind the eight ball because their competitors are able to take more advantage of robots.
And another concern you raise too is the idea of, you know, obviously a lot of these, all of them, I think you could say, all these robots to some degree are controlled by computers, and therefore there is a risk that those computers could be attacked, could be faced with a cyber attack, and that could have a big effect on things like a nation's ability to, provide food security for itself.
The role of computers in agriculture is very interesting because one of the near-term, I mean, actually sort of existing issues is about control of the data produced by equipment. If you imagine that your farm equipment is collecting data on, for instance, moisture levels in the soil or maybe, you know, the soil chemistry, and that information is going to a large agricultural conglomerate that's selling you inputs for your farming and you're negotiating with them for a price, You don't necessarily want the person who is at the other end of that negotiation knowing everything there is to know about the status of your farm. So putting a computer in the equipment often has these further consequences. At the speculative end, yes, you could imagine a cyber attack on large agricultural concerns that were heavily reliant on automation, or you could just imagine the kind of malware attacks that we're seeing with some small to medium enterprises where someone says, look, I've locked down all your equipment until you, send $5,000 worth of Bitcoin to an address in North Korea. So, yes, the more sophisticated these things are, the more opportunities there are for things to go wrong as well.
So as this area continues to develop, does there need to be, an overarching set of rules or regulations or principles put in place to try and make sure that it does develop in a positive way rather than in a way that actually introduces more problems?
There definitely needs to be a social conversation about what sort of future we want to see in agriculture. Making the natural world even more industrialized, even more automated, taking more and more people out of rural areas. That's not everyone is going to embrace that. That's not everybody's model of the future of agriculture, and particularly around concerns relating to sustainability. That large industrial model, some people think that's highly problematic. So we need a social and political conversation. At a more mundane level, we need regulation in order that people can use this equipment. So, for instance, these questions about who controls the data they produce or whether you've got the right to, repair it or alter the way it's operating and who's responsible when something goes wrong. If you're doing crop spraying using drones or highly automated drones and that actually ends up, drifting onto someone else's farm, who's going to pay the expense of that? Those sorts of questions actually need to be solved in order that people can use these technologies.